The Gauge Live at the NFR is brought to you by Cavenders and Bilfic Ford. We cannot forget about Rule Cloth, the Royal Crown Fraternity, and Bailey's House of Guns.
This is The Gauge with host Chance Conradu.
Are you freaking serious? It's Conrado. This is The Gauge, and I am Chance Conrado on this episode of the podcast. We are live from Globe Life Field, the National Finals Rodeo, round six. We had some great interviews tonight. To name a few, Lisa Rinsford and Lockhart, Emily Miller, who won the round. They were first and second in the barrels. Other people we had included Stetson Jorgensen and Jacob Elder, who clocked in at 3-3 in the steer wrestling, guys. That's the fastest time we have seen the entire National Finals Rodeo. We also had Cody Snow and Junior Nogueira, who won the round. You know, they got it figured out tonight and did their thing. Also, we saw the fastest time in the tie-down roping tonight, and it came from none other than my boy, Haven Medjid. 6-8 on the tie-down roping. Everything came together perfectly. The guy we had in last night, who was Hunter Herring, was right on his heels at a 6-9. So we saw the fastest night in tie-down come from the round winner last night and the reigning world champ in Haven. And, of course, those great barrel racers. Guys, this was an excellent episode. Probably one of the most fun nights I've had here because I have been dragging ass. Check it out. Thank you to our partners over at Cavenders. Cavenders has been a trusted cowboy boot and western wear outfitter for over 50 years. Discover why their loyal customers love their collections of western wear. Check them out at cavenders.com for the latest styles. All right, guys, we are our first round winners of the night. I mean, they've been sitting in here for like 40 minutes drinking beer because Tyler couldn't get it together. All right. But we have got Stetson Jorgensen and Jacob Elder in here. Jacob is nursing like his 12th beer. He came in here and he just grabbed the whole six pack and threw it all down at one time. I don't know how he did it. Stetson and I both were just standing back. He didn't not one drop on the floor. So pretty impressive. Probably more impressive than the 3-3 if you really think about it. But he's like, I don't know about that. We got full round money and it's pretty good. But I mean, you guys just laid down the fastest times of the night. I'm sure one of you, if not both of you, is pretty upset. There's two of you here, but yeah. I mean, kind of tell me what you guys, each of you, thought. We'll go closest to me and to you.
Okay.
So for you, because I know the beer, Stetson's going to go first.
All right.
Just kind of break down your run for us. I mean, it was lightning fast.
So. Yeah, no, I know that steer was pretty good, pretty electric on the ground. I tried to be a little bit light as I could, but, still be ahead of him, and he beat me to the ground still, and the feeling is kind of awkward, but it worked out.
It did. Yeah, I mean, it worked out, and Jacob, kind of, yeah, what was your opinion of what your run was like?
Well, I actually woke up this morning, and I just decided that I was going to be a big, hairy American winning machine.
Big, hairy American winning machine. Say that five times fast. I mean, that about time someone said it.
Yeah, yep. I was showing up today. I was going to get one of these go-around buckles. I was able to hop on the horse that Stetson's actually riding. I was riding a different horse the previous five rounds, and I was having a little bit of success, and every night she was just spotting off a cattle a little bit more, and I've gotten to ride Stetson's horse in the past and had a lot of success on her, and asked him last night right after the rodeo. He said yes right away, and both of us are sitting here today because of her. She's an amazing animal.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, the way that mare fires out of the box, it's just something to behold. It truly is. And, I mean, there's a lot of good horsepower, you know, in the Bulldog in this year. But, I mean, for that horse to do that and for you guys to be where you're at, I personally didn't think we'd see threes this low. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing to see it. So, especially the way the first night went. I mean, gosh, what won the round? Like a 4-2?
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's fine. You get one, just, you know. What's going to happen? It's got to go somewhere. Thanks for not ruining the chair.
Yeah, it was a little rough. It was the second night that was rough. The first night was, this is a group of steers that, you know, shine.
Yeah, yep.
These group of guys, you know, it's awesome, and the good Bulldoggers have fast times, and it's awesome to watch too and be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's making great TV. I mean, I'm not a guy who knows enough about bulldogging, obviously, but yeah, we're a little different. I'm not a big hairy American winning machine like you are, but it has been fun to watch. I mean, I don't remember the last time, me personally, I was so excited for the second event in rodeo. But I mean, you guys are putting on a show, and Yeah, what's been really interesting is, I mean, Matt Reeves just can't quite get it all put together, and that makes it interesting for the world because it's a tight race.
Well, Matt's doing what he can.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a big man to step off of your own horse. He stepped off of his horse and got on Curtis Cassidy's horse and started plucking away and winning some checks. And last night he won a go-around, and he's got all of his steers down at this point, and he is dang sure still in contention to win a world championship.
He certainly is. Yeah, I mean, he came in with a decent lead, and when you're looking at the average race the way it is, I mean, until go-around number 10, we really don't know what's going to happen. But you guys are shaking it up tonight, and it's been fun to watch. So yeah,
it all comes out of that last steer.
It does it ever. I mean, we're seeing that in a lot of the events, but yeah, this is bulldogging at its finest. I mean, this Globe Life Field, the fans. What is your guys' opinion of this place, by the way, when you found out it was going to be here?
Well, I'd never been to an NFR before, so I was pumped. We could have had it in a damn gym floor without any dirt on it. And I'd have run them sons of bitches in there, I promise you that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, if you're going to have your first NFR happening in a place like this where, you know, their Texas Rangers play and, you know, just getting to have it. But, I mean, it's got to mean a lot to you to get one of those 10 go-around buckles. So, I mean, they're pretty special because there's probably not ever going to be another Globe Life NFR.
Yeah, for sure. We're making history soon, you know, right now, and it's awesome to be a part of it. And like you said, the go-arounds, and they're not going to make that buckle again, you know, so it's pretty special.
Absolutely, guys. Well, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the fastest time of the night and, you know, setting the record in this field. So no one will ever break these, you know, after this. So it's pretty awesome. I bet you that 3-3 holds.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty fast.
I don't know. Them steers are pretty good.
We'll
see what happens.
They're getting faster every night. But, I mean, I was surprised how quick the steers are. I mean, in your guys' event and the team roping, too, I mean, they are just fast as hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, we get to see them one more night, so.
Yep.
Prepare yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. All righty, guys. Well, we'll let you go enjoy your moment. You take those with you, sir. You earned them.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You got it, guys. Guys, Bilfic Ford is the number one Super Duty in the entire country. Number one. They are a family-owned and operated dealership with no bull discounts, no bull interest rates. These are some of the best rates you can get on a new Super Duty, guys. They also offer nationwide shipping, so you're not limited to that Ford dealer you might not like in your backyard. Go to BillFickFordHuntsville.com for the best deals on a new Super Duty. Go look in the contestant parking if you're here at Globe Life. You'll see more Bilfic Fords than any other brand. All right, guys, we are back. We have got Cody Snow and Junior Nogueira here. They did take it in the team roping tonight. It was kind of just a matter of time before you guys probably got it done, but tonight was the night. You guys broke the four-second mark. Only a few guys have done that, but, yeah, kind of break down your run tonight. It was, I mean, pretty much picture perfect.
Yeah, we had a really good steer, and he stayed straight, and Cody did a great job. We had a really good finish. And we're happy you get to win the round tonight.
Yeah.
We really need it. We'll turn our week around, and we have to have four more to go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Cody, what do you think has kind of been the biggest challenge here in Globe Life? I mean, it seems like the start's been giving a few guys trouble, and those buck and shoots have been playing a factor there that maybe we didn't think it would initially. But, I mean, what do you think on the heading side has been kind of the trick here?
I just think it's important to get a lot of control of the steer because they want to get on a loose rope. So I think it's you kind of got to sacrifice reaching a little bit sometimes to just keep the steer's head because if you turn them fast and they get on a loose rope, it's really hard for a heeler to get tight and keep 2 feet in the loop. So
yeah,
one night I got in the wall just a little bit and the steer got straight and Junior lost him, and I think if I could have got a hold of him a little bit more, it wouldn't have happened. So, I mean, it does come into effect a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of it's probably just trying to feel out. Obviously, these steers have been running 9-0. I mean, they really have. These are some insanely fast steers that we've seen in the team roping and the bulldogging, oddly enough. But, yeah, I mean, it's certainly the first time we saw a lot of the steers kind of getting slingshot around there and legs slipping and things like that. But I don't know if anybody thought the team roping would get as fast as it did last night, but this being round six, we've got, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 left to go. What do you guys kind of think is going to happen? You guys just kind of caught your stride, but, I mean, the team roping is an interesting game right now.
Yes, it is. We got the best guys out there, and we have one set of steer that are really, really strong. And actually, they're going tomorrow, and in the last round, there are some steers out there. They're very strong. So right now, in the situation we are, we need to try to use them and try to you know, we should hope we draw the better ones in there and make a good run so we can just place or win the round, and we don't have nothing to lose. But those guys are fighting for the average, and if they little late in the bear, they're going to get out running, and if they're a little early, they broke the bear. It's kind of tricky setup. Like you said, everybody thought it's going to be easier because they're in the wide open and have a lot of room, but it's pretty hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy setup. At the same time, you got to let this year start, and if the timing's a little bit off, you're a stride behind them, and then they have so much arena to get in front of you or step away, and so that's kind of a factor that you have here that you don't have at the finals as much. At the finals, you kind of just going, you know, with the steer, but here you got to make sure they make a good step, and then before you make a move, and then go hard. So,
well, and it's interesting because that, I mean, you guys are no stranger. Anybody who team ropes, no stranger to the barrier setup that's here. I mean, it's a very common setup, but when you're kind of preparing, or well, I mean, no one was necessarily preparing for Vegas, but I've been really interested to kind of watch the chess game that it's been in team roping. The barrier has played a real factor, and it's really interesting to see that.
I think like with this 10 head average rodeo, I mean, you're going to miss the barrier on some, and you're going to be early on some. You're going to have to be able to just keep catching them and stay aggressive. I think it helps when you're riding your horse here and a lot, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. And I mean, you guys certainly got it done. You know, you got it done tonight, and we've seen everybody kind of at different points in the rodeo figure it out. But I mean, we're kind of at crunch time, and you guys are in a unique position, right? Because you got your stuff out of the way early, and you guys can kind of go for round money, and that's not a terrible place to be.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We have good horses, and we practice a lot. We rode pretty good this summer, and just try to go over there and try to do the best we can, and we have a chance, I think. We have a shot still. You know, it's not – we've seen everything happen, and every any of ours, so we just battle, just go all the way to the last one, see – all we can do with each steer and try to do the best we can. Everybody's there has a chance.
Yeah, a couple go-around wins and everything gets pretty Western. So, and, you know, there's not a whole lot of teams like you guys out there. I mean, you guys know the pressure, and you've capitalized on it before in Vegas and can definitely do it here. So, I mean, Junior has chucked some rope, and so have you, Clay. You guys are good to go. So I think we'll see some good things from you guys, and appreciate you guys taking the time to stop by. I know everybody's trying to get to their pizza parties and the things that you get to do now that there's no Vegas. But, yeah, good luck to you guys. Congrats on the win. And, yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys in here.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Big shout out to Rule Cloth. If you like hunting, fishing, back roads, family farms, ice cold beer, bonfire nights, old pickup trucks, dogs, never cats, and mud on your boots, it's because you are cut from Rule Cloth. Rule Cloth is the brand for you. This brand sets out to create quality apparel for the rural American. We even did a podcast with Mr. Brandon Bates, who is their founder. He is also a longtime PBR announcer. They set up a coupon code for you guys to use over at rulecloth.com. Use the coupon code GAGE right now for 20% off during the entire NFR and 10% off after the NFR ends. That promo code is GAGE at checkout. Go do some Christmas shopping. Support small business. How important is that right now? Go support Rule Cloth right now.
Still shaking.
Dude, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's like you worked that long, 6 and 8. Yeah. I mean, it was like a pretty quick one, but I mean, I was getting to the point where I was thinking maybe we wouldn't break into the sixes, but yeah, I'm happy you're the guy who did it.
Thank you. It was, I don't even know. I haven't even watched the video yet, so I haven't watched a replay, nothing. Yeah. I just want to watch something. So it was honestly just, it all worked. I drilled the barrier, and that kiff was straight down the pipe, and I was just able to step outside, and she was posted up, and it was just a great calf, and it made my job a lot easier.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think you had the best calf out of everybody. And, I mean, it did exactly kind of probably what you guys expected. But when you got out, I mean, of course, your mare put you in the right spot about every time. But you were just so set up. You didn't even have to work that hard. You got down on her, put the calf down, wrapping a hooey, and it was done. I mean, there was no chance she was getting up. It was just clean work.
Yeah, so. No, that was – one of the best calves, and I liked her for my horse because my horse stops so straight. She doesn't have no ducking or anything, so it was easy right there when I roped her, and, you know, it was amazing to be able to tie one in 6-8 at the national finals.
Yeah, I mean, and you expect to see something like that in Vegas, but to see that here with the longer barrier and kind of everything that, I mean, for us to be in the times that you see in Vegas here, I mean, it's pretty freaking rad.
Yeah, it's a lot different than Vegas, but, you know, I'm just thankful they're –
that the PRC and everybody else that's doing this to keep pushing forward so we can have a national finals, because it's what we do for our livelihood out here rodeoing all year. So it's just nice to be able to have an end result.
Absolutely, and yeah, and it's a great night to kind of do that and get things going. We did see some interesting things because we were watching Weston, and Weston was until tonight was doing what you did last year.
Yeah, Weston. Yeah, that surprised me tonight. He's been roping his butt off and literally kicking our butt. And honestly, that was just a little rut row right there. But I mean, it's not over till the 10th round, so he's just got to keep pushing forward.
Yeah. I mean, a lot can happen and a lot can change in that average race. I mean, we saw Marty come out one and two the rounds, and that was pretty impressive. And he hasn't really come back to do that. I mean, Buster's had him in the right spot, but he had some trouble flanking calves. And it is turned into a freaking shootout.
Yeah, it's tough. Like Ty Harrison and I talked before on the way over here. He said, I told him, I said, this ain't easy out here. I said, there's 14 roping suckers after you rope that you got to sit and watch. And, you know, it's hard to sit there and watch everybody rope, because you don't know if you're going to win anything. You might be crying hole every night or four out. You just never know, because there's so many good guys here.
Yeah. I mean, it has been some of the most fun tie down roping I think I've got to watch in quite some time. And being that's what I like the most in rodeo too, it's just fun to watch you guys sling at it. It's nice to see some of these older guys. Hunter Heron's back healthy, right on your heels with a 6 and 9. I mean, how much puckering were you doing watching Hunter go when he got out?
I was scared, because if that horse would have pulled just a touch right there, he'd have probably been 6'5". So I was scared, because Hunter's one of the fastest guys here. I mean, he's so athletic and ties everything so fast. And, you know, it just worked out in my favor, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and Corey came out, he got on. If that calf wouldn't have slung to the right, if his horse maybe would have stopped a tad sooner and he had a straight run, I mean, he was going to be there too. I mean, it was...
This was
probably the best night of tie down.
Yeah, this was a fast round of calves. This is the little pen, so they tied them really fast. I guess their third night we tied them fast and stuff. I didn't, but so it was nice to be able to get in the mix and be able to win the round.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You proved why you're the reigning world champion. It is interesting, with the lead that Shad had. I mean, the only way anybody could come back and kind of mess this deal up for him was if some of the things that have happened to him are happening, and he's just having kind of a tough time out there. I mean, there's a few rounds left for him to kind of get it together, but it makes it a shootout, which it's fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it was hard coming in when he's had such a big lead, but just like everybody says, it's not over till it's over. So everybody that come in, we're all going to try to catch him and sling and see what we can get done.
Absolutely. And I mean, you showed you showed your colors tonight and went out and tied a 6.8, which there's a strong possibility no one else can do it faster than that. I mean, everything went perfect in that run. I mean, you're the man, and congratulations. Enjoy your night. Have fun with the pizza party. We keep telling everybody that, or whatever you're going to do tonight, go get some rest. I mean, it's going to be hard to not want a Vegas night after that.
Yeah, let's just go sit around.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to kind of sit on your thumbs and be like, well, I guess we'll wait for tomorrow before anything happens. Yeah.
We got to wait till the last couple rounds when we know we're not going to get tested to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen anybody get random tested? They haven't been talking about it too much.
Yeah. But I think there's like 20 people a day been getting tested.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God they haven't called anybody out. I mean, it was scary when that happened to Caleb, and
yeah, that's terrible. That's a terrible deal for him.
Yeah, I mean, you.
Him you and Donna Kay.
Yeah, him and Donna Kay. Two horses of the years, and what are the chances of that
literally
happening? Yeah, it's just a wild thing. But Corey stepped up, won him around, and you guys are just having some of the best tie-down roping, like I said, I've seen. I mean, I'm really really glad to watch it, and I'm happy one of my favorite guys and you got one of those special buckles, and we'll let you get on out of here.
Howdy, thank you.
Oh, you bet. Bailey's House of Guns is a family-owned and operated business based out of Houston, Texas. These guys have supplied law enforcement throughout the state with guns and ammunition for years. They also provide great options for hunters. Benelli Shotguns, Weatherby, Christensen Arms, Smith & Wesson, Loophole Scopes, Swarovski Optics, just to name a few. They've been in business since 1970, guys. They are also a well-known sponsor of rodeo and rodeo athletes. Give them a call, 713-433-2475 for more details. Here's the great thing, guys. They can ship guns and ammo to local FFLs in your area if you are not in the Houston market. They've got lots of stock. Give Bailey's House of Guns a call today. So really interesting turn of events. Haley Kinzel tried to sneak back in here, but Lisa didn't let her, thank goodness. So we have got one of the greatest barrel racers of all time sitting with us here, Lisa Lockhart. She did. She got second in the round with a 17.07 right behind Emily and Chongo. They got it done tonight. But you've won a round so far, and you kind of doing the Lisa Lockhart thing.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, very thankful. I love it here. My horse loves it here, so that always helps. And but anyway, yeah, we're having fun. It's very different, and I just think it's been great for all of us to have something fun and exciting, and you know, no expectations because we didn't know what it was, how it was all going to play out. And so yeah, I think Texas has been great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the way that the year's gone, and the way that you guys have had to rodeo this year just to get here. I mean, it is. It's great just to be here. I mean, I'm sure when you guys got the call, you're like, oh, we have to go through this COVID stuff. But just getting to have the national finals at all in a year like this, I mean, it's special. So,
oh, my gosh. I mean, when you step back and think, like, what it took to pull this off. I mean, you can't even begin to fathom, like, what they've really had to do and all the scenarios they've had to think of, you know, that were going to arise and so many that they didn't think might arise and did. And so, I mean, just the way they've just had to handle it and I don't know. It's just absolutely amazing. And the money that they managed to pull together. And so, yeah, we can't thank the PRCA and all the sponsors enough for what they've done.
Yeah. I mean, this administration, if you want to call it that, the PRCA is, I guess they might be the most powerful one we've ever seen. I mean, I don't know if the PRCA 10 years ago could have pulled this off.
I'm with you right there. I mean, it's just, I mean, the whole summer and how they've handled everything and trying to make it the best they can for the contestants. So I'm with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, really, let's talk about the fans for a second, because these places have been selling out every night. And really, it's the fans who are buying the tickets that got the money where it's supposed to be, which is, that's a big thing, because you guys have been nickeling and diming the whole year. So to be able to get to go for four round money makes a big difference.
Without a doubt. I know after the first round that I won the other night, it was, you know, we didn't really know what the payoff was really going to be. And everybody's talked, you know, that it was not going to be full payoff.
Every keyboard warrior in the world had an opinion.
And so anyway, so yeah, I told my husband, I'm like, you know, whether it's 15,000 or 26,000, I said, I'm going to do a happy dance. But if it's the 26,000, I need to stretch first, because it is going to be a really happy dance. So
yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you've had a pretty good go, and you made one horse change and then you came back to Rosa. But I mean, you gave her the night off, but I mean, she's doing her job for you.
She is. She's doing her job. And, you know, and it's hard. It's always, you know, you don't know if you make the right call or not. And I had my reservations about her being in here 10 times. And so, you know, we all make our best decisions that we can based on, you know, a lot of analyzing. And so we just thought it was the opportune time. There's a lot of circumstances in which I needed to do it sooner than later. So with that being said, I'm so thankful for, you know, Hallie and Lee Hansen and Tom Jacobs for allowing me to ride, you know, Tres Movidas. You know, she's a phenomenal athlete. And you know, to pull it off and getting the money that first night, it was just absolutely exceptional. And, you know, we tried to make a few changes maybe to clean things up for the second night, and it actually bit us in the butt.
Right.
And but you know, I mean, what do? You hindsight's always 20/20, and wished we wouldn't have done it and just gone with the same game plan we did the night before. But you know, we were only trying to make yourself better, and that's what we all do, is always trying to find a way to shave off a tenth or two or whatever.
Yeah, a hundredth of a second. Absolutely. And nights like tonight.
So yeah, you know, I mean, you just roll with it. And you know, it's just one day at a time, and whether I stay in Rosa or whether she's gonna need another break or whatever. So yeah, one day at a time.
Well, I mean, and what's interesting about you is you're such a veteran. You are tested for years in this sport and have really proven why you're one of the best. But I mean, do you think that the kind of the crop of people you're competing against now is the strongest it's ever been? I mean, the times we see in Thomas and Mack, and we're seeing stuff like that here, you know, not comparing apples to apples, because it's an apple and an orange thing. But as far as the times, I mean, the people you have to compete against now, it's just unbelievable. And the breeding programs, the way these horses are clocking now, it's a crazy game.
It is a crazy game. You know, and I think it's that way in every sport. I mean, whether it be other sports or even other events within the realm of rodeo. I mean, how much faster can you get in the team roping, or how many sub 17 second standard, you know, runs can these barrel horses keep making? And not just one person, but a handful sometimes. So, oh yeah, the game has definitely changed. It really has, for all the events and, you know, definitely the barrel racing as well. And it's not just a handful of people. I mean, it is handfuls of people at any given time who's going to take the money.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there's this just roster of people who maybe took the year off or you would normally see here and aren't here, or even people who don't rodeo. Hallie is a perfect example of that. She does here and there, but I mean, gosh, she just won $60,000 last month right across the street. I mean, well, that's another thing. I mean, how easy is it to ride behind someone like Hallie?
Oh my gosh. Well, she's a phenomenal trainer, obviously. And yeah, I have to joke about that. So after, you know, before she ran at AT&T, when I knew she was in the finals, I told her, I sent him a text and I said, so when you're done winning the championship at AT&T, I said, can you just drive Vita past Globe Life and tell her what lies ahead, you know? And it was a great opportunity to be able to step on her. And it was an absolute rush. And so thankful to have won money and just to showcase their horse that, that, you know, somebody else can jump on and ride behind Hallie. And, and Vita took care of me without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, that's an unbelievable mare. But you just said something really interesting that I picked up on is this wasn't a spur of the moment thing, you getting on Vita. You had planned it, obviously. I mean, that's what you just said, like drive her by. So you knew you were going to do that. This wasn't something you decided
last minute. No, because I have my other two horses are basically on the injured reserve. Well, Louie is not only on the injured reserve, but in semi-retirement. I just knew this probably was not the situation for him with the sand being deep, and he just is not, you know, he was not ready for this, coming off an injury. And my little black horse that I ran at the finals last year, basically has been off since February. So I didn't have a good backup plan. And I knew, it wasn't fair to Louie to try to have him be the backup horse. And I really thought that Rosa probably needed some help. So, Hallie and I traveled together a little bit this summer, and we've been friends for a long time. And, it was just kind of something there at the end of September, and I was having some health issues with Rosa as well, and I had to take off several weeks. Labor Day weekend, I was sitting at home watching everybody go, and, because I didn't have a horse to go on, because, you know, just when you think you have enough horses and you got three of them down, you know, I was in a bind. And so, number one, thankful to be here. Number two, just had more horse issues this year than I've ever had, and the Hansons knew it, and they were gracious enough to offer, when they knew in September that I probably needed a backup plan. So, of course, I said, heck yeah.
Yeah, how do you say no to that? South Dakota gals have to stick together after all.
You bet. So very gracious. Because it's hard for bell racers. Not everybody's just going to, share their horse and things like that. And so, there were some other offers and some very gracious offers from some people. And actually, it's kind of mind-blowing, to have that, because I know sometimes people say, oh, I'm sure you've had lots. And I'm like, no, I didn't. But, there were a couple. And, it really, really touched my heart to know that, because people know, they know when you have horses down and out. And so anyway, just the thought that there are people that would, because we know how we are with our horses.
Do I ever? Yeah.
Yeah, Ivy, and they are everything. And so it's not just very easy for a lot of us to say, hey, you want to ride my horse? So those that did offer, it was just, it was pretty special to know that people thought enough of us or of me to be able to ride their horse maybe and take that chance of sending their horse with somebody else.
But let's be real. It's not like there's not years of data proving that you can do it, that you'll take care of their horse. I mean, it goes both ways. There's certain people in anything that you wouldn't let swing a leg over a horse like that. But I mean, you're Lisa Lockhart, and you've proven that you know what to do and you take care of people's stuff. I mean, you have a great reputation for doing that.
Well, thank you. That's awfully kind. But nonetheless, just little things like, trying to make the little adjustment last night on Hallie's horse and dropping to one hand sooner. And obviously, I dropped one hand differently than Hallie does because it did not go well. But, you don't know. I didn't want to make a lot of runs on the horses. So on her horse, I only had a couple opportunities.
Sure.
And, just because you just can't go make those practice runs and things like that. So I'm like, well, it is what it is, and we're going to go do this. And but it was, a blessing to be back on Rosa tonight. It was just like, whew. A good pair, good fitting boots and just in our comfort zone.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Just send her to the first. And, I knew what I needed to do, and there was no questions asked of what my job was supposed to be. So
Yeah.
It was great to get back on her, and she did not disappoint, so I'm still thankful.
Absolutely. You had a great night. You've had a great final so far and more to come. And, you know, whether or not you stay on Rosa or you switch back, it's totally your ball game. But I'm sure you're going to keep on taking it to them. So super excited to watch you, and thank you for taking the time, a long time, to sit here with us. And
the hot seat for a long time it is.
It must be Ty who's making you sweat.
Sorry.
Alrighty, guys. So that was Lisa, and she was super awesome to sit here and talk to us. And she had a great night, and probably gonna have another one tomorrow and forever, because you know that's what she does.
Thank you. You're much too kind, but thank you.
Also, thank you to Royal Crown. Royal Crown is a fraternity and derby, as well as an open barrel race with roping events included, offering some of the industry's biggest payouts for riders, stallion shareholders, and breeders. Couple that with no annual enrollments. Look for their events in 2021, where they will be in Bryan, Texas in February. There'll be 65,000 added to that fraternity, guys, as well as their event in Rock Springs, Wyoming in August. Check out royalcrownrace.com. Again, that's royalcrownrace.com. Or find Royal Crown on Facebook for information on the stallion enrollment, entering their 2021 races, and a list of enrolled stallions. That's royalcrownrace.com. All right, this is probably our quickest turnaround of the night. Emily was out there waiting for Lisa to get out of the seat, but Emily took the round. So, I mean, it was only a matter of time before you and Chongo kind of got her done, and tonight was the night. You guys came out and fired like no other, so it was pretty awesome to watch.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it certainly helped being top of the ground, and we've had to make a lot of adjustments this week, but finally, you know, round six, we got it put together. So it's really rewarding, and I am so happy to see you guys. You have no idea how happy I am right now.
When is Emily going to get in here?
Yeah, I mean, like, I love that Haley gets to come see you all the time, but, like, I was like, Haley, come on, like, share the love just a little bit. Like, another 12-gauge member has got to get in here and represent.
I'm saying, yeah, and he's like... When Haley showed up last night, we were like, actually, we didn't actually ask for Haley to come back. She's just here. But we always have fun. But I mean, from start to finish, I mean, you definitely had the run. And I was happy to see that you stayed on Chongo tonight. I didn't know if you were going to make a horse change again. But, I mean, it seems like he might be the guy to carry you through the rest of the rodeo, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I started on him. I had this game plan. I'd ride Chongo when I was top half of the ground and Bo when I was the bottom half of the ground. And then we got a drag added. So then that was like, well, do I keep that up or not? And so I thought, all right, I'm going to go ahead and stick with it. You know, so I ended up switching back to Bo or to Chongo to ride initially. And anyway, and it did not go good. We really struggled the first two rounds, and I was like, you know, I don't know. I just had to take a step back and figure out what my horse needed from me to you know, help him in this setup. And I got on Bo. I knew Bo, he just, this kind of deal is no big deal for him. I mean, he's pretty adaptable. And so that was really nice to get on him, get a little confidence. I wish we could have gotten the money. He was close, but you know, we were just out of it. And so it helped me get a game plan back for Chongo. And, you know, of course, top of the ground didn't hurt anything tonight.
No, I mean, it's kind of the entire rodeo, it's shown the top of the ground, either the first or the second drag, mm-hmm. has really been the money spot. Everybody succeeded at the top of the ground, because those ruts get pretty serious out there once you get through those first couple runs.
Yeah, and I know they're trying. You know, but the one night they kind of tried to seal it down a little bit when it got slick, and so they're doing the best they can adjusting, and, you know, we're appreciative of that. You know, and it's a new venue. I mean, it's just all kind of trial and error.
Yeah, so. But I mean, it's a big deal for them to be grooming the arena like this. I don't think they've groomed the arena at Thomas and Mack since like 1984.
No, I don't think so.
So, I mean, you got to experience that last year, and then you get to come here. But, I mean, overall, just kind of taking it all in, it's been a stressful time. You've had, you know, unfortunate things that happened with like Donna and Caleb Schmidt. But so far, I mean, it has been fun barrel racing. I mean, even if you just step back, if you're not in the middle of it, it's like, wow, this is a freaking shootout.
It has been. And, you know, and like last night was really kind of the first night that the barrel racers had a little bit of a come apart. You know, there was one night, I think a 17.7 was the slowest time. And I mean, it's one thing when you're like at a perfectly groomed 40 barrel race with walls and stuff. But, you know, this setup with these barrels this far off the fence and then running into that trap at the third, you know, it to me speaks volumes for the horsepower and, you know, the girls that are here this week, because it's been a knife fight. It's been, you know, really fun to watch. You know, I'm glad we're kind of back in the fight again, because they're, like I said, it was a slow start.
It was, yeah. I mean, we were shocked, and we've said this on the show before, but when we saw the pins for the third barrel, I was like, that can't be right.
Right.
Are they really going to put that thing a stone throw away from the fence? I mean, and it, the first night, it was troubling.
Oh, absolutely.
To say the least.
Yeah, and that's what amazed me. You know, my horse didn't find the first two at all, and then he smoked the third barrel. I was like, that's the best third barrel I've ever turned on him, ever. Yeah. You know, I mean, he loves it. He but, you know, Chongo doesn't mind walls. You know, he proved that at the Thomas and Mack. It was, you know, when he went out there and he didn't see anything, I don't even think he saw the barrel, to be totally honest. I mean, the only reason he turned is because I pulled.
Right.
You know, so we improved on that, fortunately, and he was, you know, he was shaped up and a little more prepared the last couple rounds, so.
Yeah. I mean, tonight was beautiful. You posted one of the quickest times. Obviously, Haley broke into the 16s last night. But I mean, you were right there. You know, if you wouldn't have shaved his beard hair, you would have been a 16.9 probably.
Yeah. You know, of all times for me not to do a leg lift. You know, I've been telling Ivy.
Yeah.
Like we practice this.
You of all people.
Of all
with
people.
The legs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I was like, and I kind of like started to like I got a little bit of it, and then I was like, oh no, we're good. And I think. You know, and I don't want to blame the ground because I should have rode my horse through the turn further like Haley did. But when he went to pole on that backside, his front end slipped a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, I mean, when we're playing with a game of inches, like an inch or two, that's it. And I felt like last night I was like, I'm not going to beat myself up over that because I don't really feel like that was our fault. I think it wasn't our turn yet.
Yeah. I mean, but it really kind of showed your competitive character though, because you were able to drop that and come in tonight and do what you did tonight. I mean, that is what you have to do to perform in these situations.
You do, and it but also like this to me is a huge testament to Haley as a friend, a competitor, you know, fellow team member, all the things. Like, you know, today she sent me a sermon and she was like, I think you should listen to this. And
Haley doesn't send people sermons.
No, never.
Not her.
Right. You know, but like she's been so positive and she's like, you know, she was heartbroken for me too last night, you know, and I am so proud of her and everything she's accomplished. And it's just amazing what she's overcome this year and how she excels and continues to grow as a person and also
no
be
doubt.
There. Yeah. And also be there as a friend. You know, it just she's an amazing human and I'm so happy to see her success this week. So it's fun to be in here too. And I'm glad that, you know, we were able to like all line up and get this done finally. Cause I was starting to think, I was like, do I remember how to run barrels? Like, is this still a thing? Like I thought it was just one to the right and two to the left, but Global Life Field added a degree of difficulty that I did not anticipate.
I mean, it certainly did. I mean, actually in every event, we've just seen things that you probably wouldn't expect to see in Vegas because you're so used to how things are going to flow there. Yeah. This has been kind of great. Like for the spectators, for the fans, they keep selling out night after night. Yeah. I mean, I've seen so many comments on Facebook saying this is the best rodeo they've ever seen, specifically tonight. So I'm so stoked that you got your Globe Life buckle. There's only 10 of those suckers and you got one.
Finally. Yes.
Yep.
I did a podcast this morning. My old rodeo coach, he has a
wait what
yeah no well like a, well it's like a live Facebook thingy
Emily
I know
on, we
well sorry
this.
I know
you
I should have mentioned that but
podcast.
Anyway okay so I was on video FaceTiming my old rodeo coach and he showed me his buckle that he got from his saddle bronc or I think it was a saddle bronc horse from the NFR and he was like, do you remember what these look like from the NFR? And I was like,
ow.
Ooh, yeah, right here, like to the heart. And I was like, all right, JBH, like, I hear you. Anyway, so it's, I mean, I know I've got a lot of people pulling for me, encouraging me and saying, you know, keep your chin up. It's going to get better.
That and, you do. You've got lots of friends and excellent family and one of the better support groups out there. So, and you know, you and your group of girls who are all competing with each other. I mean, there's not really that much camaraderie I've ever seen in barrel racing. So I'm happy you guys all have each other.
I agree. And it's been an amazing group. So we've had a lot of fun. Even if we're not winning, we've had a lot of fun. So
that's right.
But it is more fun to win.
So much more fun to
yes.
win. So much more fun to make money.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, that was Emily Miller, and we're going to let her get on with her night and get back to her family and go do whatever you're going to do. Probably some squats or something.
Yeah. Right. I'm in at my gym or at my hotel. I'm like, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Appointment to go work
what
out.
What hotel are you at?
The Crown Plaza, whatever, where all the barrel racers are. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hope you are. That was funny. You be going to the gym in the mornings? Every morning?
No, I mean, I've been doing stuff. Yeah, no, I've been actually probably doing more yoga, like just in my room, because I was like, I don't want to like, I mean, since we've worked this hard to like not get COVID at this point, you know, like
that's
I was like, the
point.
Last thing I want to do is go to a public gym.
Yeah, I haven't
and, like,
went to the gym one time since. It's
yeah, I've been
reason,
trying
so.
To do stuff kind of more to myself. So that way, you know, I get to stay here through round 10
yeah.
as best I can. So.
Yeah, I mean, your husband has to weigh a couple hundred pounds. Throw him on the back.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no big deal.
It's no big deal. Yeah. 225.
Yeah, exactly. No, do some push-ups, have him sit there, you know.
Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Absolutely. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you. This has been The Gauge, hosted by me, Chance Conrado, produced and edited by our guy, Ty Yeager. Shout out to the executive producers, Dustin Pointer and Cody Denton. Marketing and content produced by Riley Chone. Our theme song is by Shay Ashire and the Night Howlers. Make sure to rate and review this podcast, as well as follow The Gauge on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to The Gauge wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you guys next time.